USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Medics in Gaza are reporting the death toll from an Israeli airstrike today is 42 people. The United Nations Security Council in New York had an emergency meeting to discuss the escalating violence in Israel and Gaza. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned the violence. He said he's now calling for both sides to return to the bargaining table.
The only way forward is to return to negotiations with the goal of a two-state solution, leading two states side by side in peace, security, and mutual recognition, with Jerusalem as the capital of both states.
In the Israeli city of Ashkelon, one building suffered a direct hit. Health officials in Gaza say the recent Israeli airstrikes have killed nearly three dozen Palestinians. Egypt is trying to help broker the peace talks between the two countries. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Just a few days after she was ousted from Republican congressional leadership over her criticisms of former President Trump, Congresswoman Liz Cheney told ABC's This Week,
"I won't be part of whitewashing what happened on January 6th. Nobody should be part of it, and people ought to be held accountable."
This week, the House could vote on establishing a bipartisan commission to investigate the violence on January 6th at the Capitol. She also said the false claims about the election are harmful.
To cause that kind of questioning about our process, frankly, it's the same kinds of things that the Chinese Communist Party says about democracy, that it's a failed system, that America is a failed nation.
Cheney's replacement, Elise Stefanik, says the party is unified.
We want to focus every day on exposing the border crisis, the economic crisis, and the national security crisis in the Middle East, because it's having an impact on everyday Americans' lives.
Stefanik on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Members of the UN Security Council are meeting to talk about the hostilities in the Middle East. In the Israeli city of Ashkelon, one building suffered a direct hit. Some of the outrage directed at Israel follows the destruction of a high-rise building in Gaza City. One of them housed the offices of international media companies, including the Associated Press. Their CEO, Gary Pruitt, was on CNN.
Our folks are doing their best to report from their locations at home, but also the world's media has been incredibly generous in offering help and support and office space for us to operate on a temporary basis while we seek additional office space. But it's a difficult situation right now. It certainly impairs our ability to report. It doesn't silence us, but it certainly hurts. We've been in that building for 15 years. We had no indication Hamas was operating out of that building. We do check that to the best of our ability because, of course, we would never knowingly endanger our journalists. But can we say for sure? No, we can't. But, you know, our goal is to report neutrally from Israel, from Gaza, report the facts, not take sides, and try to stay out of the crossfire.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.